WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you all again for joining me for another edition of Gospel Jazzations, where I give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and you know how I do, a little bit of everything else in between. Have a few more scheduled guest artists here on Gospel Jazzations today. Have some fantastic friends of mine, and one of them I know for just a couple of years or so. She's some good people, man. I'm telling you, she has a fantastic voice, and I didn't know she was so much of a comedian. And also on the line, we have the fantastic duo of none other than Ted and Sherry. We have Ted and Sherry and Natalie Wilson on the line. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Praise God, man. Praise God. Thank y'all for coming on this evening.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well,
what
I want
you cooking this evening?
I got some. Let's see. I got some collard greens. I have some macaroni and cheese. See, y'all thought you were gonna throw me for a loop. Now I know how to cook. Now I know how to throw it out in the kitchen. Don't mess with me, man. But bacon is my specialty, to be honest with you. And I do fried turkey, y'all. So when Thanksgiving comes around, you better come on up to the crib. I'm doing a fried turkey this year.
Oh, wow. You planning already and it's March?
That's right. That's how I roll.
Right. Right.
Well, what did you say, Easter? What are you talking about?
I skipped over the resurrection.
You're so stupid. Y'all are no good, man. I'm telling you. But anyway, I want to thank you all for coming on this this evening. I want to talk about this Fresh Wind experience. What is this all about? Anybody, jump on in there, y'all.
Concept. I mean, I think that you know, Ted and Sherry, Natalie, and somebody be talking with the other entity, knowing it, who's to be a part of this later. The concept that the Flipside Agency has come up with. I believe that we're all, you know, connected and on the same page as it relates to what God is doing in this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we wanted to express that in a collective manner, as well as, you know, we do things independent of one another that kind of speak to different areas of the body. You know, and I'll let, you know, Sherry and Natalie speak to, you know, their own things in particular. I've been kind of doing some things with church music departments, kind of like a clinic / workshop, you know, but really dealing with more of the Levitical order and just what we do as people who sing and do music and how we plug into the local church and how we plug into the body of Christ in a big way and just helping people to really kind of understand that in a more intimate way. And I think that it helps us to do what we do better when we understand the purpose, you know, the real purpose and reason for behind what we're doing.
Oh, okay. That sounds fantastic. Well, let's hear from who's ever washing dishes back there.
Me! I am so sorry, you all. I am every woman. I have a daughter. I have a husband who'll be home from work any minute and got to have dinner on this table.
I heard that.
And I'm trying to do this interview. But anyway, just to add to what Ted is saying, we are excited about what's going on for all of us collectively, but we feel like God is pulling us in a different direction in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Just to bring to fruition a lot of things that kind of been hidden and need to be addressed in the body of Christ. For instance, Ted and I are doing clinics, individual clinics. As he of course stated, he's doing clinics about the Levitical order of music in the church and how you're plugged into the local ministry. I, on the other hand, are doing clinics about emotional stability and emotional healing, because there are a lot of people who deal with issues in their lives, and we in the Black community in particular don't address or deal with emotions as we should. And they show up and manifest themselves in so many other areas of our lives because we sweep them under the rug. And I feel like God is commissioning me in this hour to cause people to kind of reflect or look inside themselves and see what they are hiding.
Fantastic.
And if they can admit that it exists, then you can heal from it.
I see. Wow, that is a blessing. That is a blessing. You're doing your thing, girl.
Absolutely.
You got to. And Natalie, what's your involvement, girl?
Well, you know, we have very similar spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I concur with the both of them, and I think that this Fresh Wind, the name and the title of what we're doing, this concert series, is really such a apt title, because Ted, Sherry, I, Anointed, it's really unique because we come from the old school and we know the new. Mm-hmm. So we're right in the middle, and we're able to bridge the gap from tradition to what the now Rhema word of God is calling for us, you know, to bring forth.
Right.
Therefore, we there's so many different personal convictions that each and every one of us has.
Mm-hmm.
Ted has a personal mission with that God has called him to. Sherry does, and Sherry and I talk on several occasions, especially with women and really ministering to young women and to the total woman. So each and every one of us, besides singing and ministry, we have a personal mission to really, really minister to the total person as a whole.
Right.
And not only, you know, address their spiritual needs, but also their emotional, their physical needs, and just to bring forth some sort of wellness to the whole body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must be really getting a lot of enjoyment out of doing that, Natalie.
Oh, I love to see people blessed. I love to see people whole, because I've been, you know, we all at one point or another, we experience brokenness
sure.
in areas of our lives.
Right, right.
So to be able to help someone else, it continues to promote your healing as well.
Mm.
I really love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's nothing that gives you more joy than helping someone who's going through a situation, and that helps you to recover from whatever situation you're going through as well, right?
Oh, totally. And I'm really excited about this jumping off, because all of us, and I can speak for all of us that are involved in this, we're all real people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, besides just going out to sing, occasionally Ted and Sherry reaches out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you doing? You holding on? You hanging in there? And it's just really genuine.
Yeah.
We ain't about the fake facade of, you know, I enjoy your music, girl.
Right, or competing with one another. It's not that kind of thing.
Right, right.
We
right.
really genuinely care for each other.
Oh.
And we care about what happens to each other, and we also care about seeing everything that God has invested in each one of us come to fruition and purpose being fulfilled in any way that we can facilitate or help that happen,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just a pat on the back, say, I understand what you're going through, because more than people want to be right, they want to be understood.
Yes, yes.
And, you definitely. Know, at the core of everybody's existence, you really just want to know that somebody gets what I'm doing.
That's right.
That somebody gets what I'm about.
That's
so,
right.
you know, it's hard in ministry. It
mm-hmm.
really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's competitive. Especially with what we do.
Especially
you know,
gospel
you got the
music.
Billboard charts, you got the
right.
industry,
yeah.
you got the artistry, and we're all kind of fighting each other behind the scenes, you know, and it's a part of it, but it makes it difficult sometimes to genuinely be happy for one another because
yeah.
you're so busy trying to fight for number one spot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I don't know why that is, you know, because... You know, we're all God's children, you know what I mean? We shouldn't be like crabs in a barrel trying to get to the next level or anything like that. I mean, we're all loved, you know what I mean? We're all doing God's work, people really appreciating what we do, but it just, for some reason, we need to have that limelight or that competitiveness thing that, oh, my project sold X amount of units, oh, well, your project only sold X amount of units or whatever, and it's that
exactly.
competitive. It's ridiculous. It really has no place in God's music, you know what I mean?
Well, it really doesn't, but I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Natalie. Go ahead, girl.
Naturally, even as children within a family structure, we all, you know, children, if you have brothers and sisters, they're all trying to, you know, compete for the most attention.
Right,
and
right.
And all of us as children of God, as far as the industry is concerned, everyone is, you know, want recognition. And I can't say everyone, because some people really don't care. However, the thing that I love about, you know, some of my true friends in the industry, they understand that the value,
like the prayer day,
is not a competing.
Yeah.
But
way back then. Work. Yeah.
And so, you know,
and
I'm
wonder
really
maybe in the North Carolina days.
No, absolutely not.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And we believe in taking care of the kingdom first.
Right.
If
right.
you take care of the kingdom, everything else will fall where it's supposed to. You know, it may not be our time or ever.
Mm-hmm.
However God has called you or wherever he's called you, be satisfied and know that that's the direction you're supposed to go in. Because all of the body, all of the members of the body have a different function.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean that one body part is less important of or lesser value than the other. But we all need the other part because we're organic to work together.
Amen. Amen about that. Amen about that. Well, Sheree, I have some other members. I'm trying to do this blend of this phone call here, along with the other people involved with this, the group Anointed. I also have Brother Steve Cranford and DeAndra Crawford also on the line. Can y'all hear okay?
Hey.
Hi, Sheree.
Hey, David.
We love y'all. Oh, so you're connecting some good friends here on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Barely.
Well, I want to thank the two of you for coming on as well, my man. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, we just heard Sheree just talking about this Fresh Wind experience and how it's unnecessary to be so competitive in this art of gospel music. For some reason, I don't know why that is. You know, we're like crabs in a barrel, as I said before, trying to get to the next level.
Right.
And Natalie was just discussing how, you know, it's just so unnecessary, and it's just, for some reason, it's a human nature for us to be that way. But I'm just so glad that you guys, Ted and Sheree, Natalie Wilson and Anointed, just have that realness about yourselves and that it's not necessary, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because it's oftentimes it's not the artist as much as it is just the key players and the gatekeepers.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That kind of run the industry. You
right.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, if you don't stay focused on why you are really doing this and for the reason you've been called, you can easily slip into that mindset, you know.
Right.
But we all, you know, we're really good friends, and we just really have purpose in our hearts that, to the best of our abilities, you know, we're just going to try to love each other, and that in itself is going to be the power behind the ministries of all of us.
Yeah.
Is really having love for each other.
Well, that is so good to hear, y'all. Y'all heard it, man. I'm telling you. You don't hear that a lot from artists saying so much wellness about each other, you know, because you always hear about the bitterness and the backstabbing have you. It's ridiculous.
And there's plenty of it.
Yeah. But this group right here is all good, right?
It's a fresh breeze. Oh, the fresh wind happening. The fresh wave.
You still there, Natalie, girl? You kind of sound kind of faint there, girl. You still there?
Yeah.
All right. Ted still there?
Yeah.
All right, man.
What's up, Ted?
Well, that sounds great. I'm just so glad that you guys took some time out this evening to come on to Gospel Jazzations and talk about this wonderful experience that's about to jump off. What's in the future? Let me start with you, Ted. What's in and Sheree as well? What's in the future for Ted and Sheree? I know the latest CD is out. Was that Celebrate?
Yeah.
Okay. What's in the future for Ted and Sheree?
You know what?
What's in my future?
Well, let's go. While you think about that, Ted, we'll go to Natalie. Go ahead, Natalie. Go ahead. I know you got something to say, girl. What's in the future for Natalie Wilson?
We're in the process of really trying to be sensitive again. It's about that time, to see what God is saying as we move towards doing another project, and we look to be out on the road real soon. Doing some things with Anointed and Natalie. And, you know, just some Ted and Sheree stuff as well. So, you know, people to plug into the website and kind of stay connected to see what Ted and Sheree is doing.
Right. And they get along to the website, Ted and, that's A-N-D, TedAndSheree.com, right?
Right. TedAndSheree.com.
Yeah, definitely. I was up on the website earlier today, man. Y'all got a nice website there.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You
can
sign on some of that at Beyonce.
See, Natalie, you got to pray for Natalie, y'all. Man. Natalie, what you doing, girl? Come on, girl.
I've really been involved with my church. I'm back in the studio, working on a solo project.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically preparing and getting myself into a position of the next move for my life. As far as ministry is concerned, I've been running from speaking and preaching and evangelistic calling for my life. And now I'm getting the boldness to start walking in that. So I've been taking speaking engagements and going around and just preaching the word of God.
You go ahead, girl. You do your thing. You do your thing. You know, we all got your back. You know that, right, Natalie?
Oh, I No. And the thing was so mad cool, and we have to ship this back about the tour. But, you know, I just want to be a blessing and help someone else's life. And that's what I love even about Ted and Sherry, because, like, you don't see them just working on Ted and Sherry, but they're pouring into other ministries. And we'll sing with anyone, help anybody else's ministry and what they're doing. And that's what I'm about as well, just helping someone else. I go, what can I do to help? And, you know, which I just really, you know, want a lot of ministries to really call on us, because we're not so concerned about a huge budget, but we, you know, we want to really just go out and share with what God has given us. And so that's what this concert series is about, to be able to go in and really bless people.
Well, that sounds great. Well, the people who are listening in, who want to try and at least bring the Fresh Wind experience to their church, would they have contact Flipside?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, man, I'll definitely give that information out. But we definitely want to look out for that, the Fresh Wind experience featuring Ted and Sherry, Natalie Wilson, and
Anointed
in the house.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't forget about y'all. I was about to come on to y'all next.
Oh, it's all good. We here.
That's right. Don't leave my peeps out.
Oh, crazy. Brother Steve and DeAndre, what you guys up to now?
And right now, we're actually getting ready to start writing for the new project. Of course, the latest CD entitled Now Is the Time is out now.
Okay.
But we're trying to get ahead of the game and start preparing early, so we're not scrambling at the last minute.
I hear you.
Trying to find songs and material. And on the more personal front, you know, we've always wanted to do more than just do the music.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in talks right now with an organization, a child abuse organization, to help bring about awareness in that way.
Mm.
And, you know, when we think about the world, when I think about all the mainstream artists and how you got Bono on the AIDS issue, and you could just go down the line, I said, wow, I don't see many gospel artists, you know, reaching out to the communities. And so that's something we've always wanted to do. So it looks like we're going to be getting heavy into that as well as doing the music and ministry.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. That sounds great. Good to hear that. And your website as well, anointed.us, right?
Yep, that's it. Anointed.us.
All right. and Natalie, we got to get your website going, girl.
Yeah, I'm in the rush. I'm in the transition.
You're in the transition?
A place of transition right now.
Okay. Amen.
Coming from the SOP to just me. So I'm not in a rush.
Okay.
I'll get it together soon.
But for now,
you can log on to Beyonce.
I don't even know what she said.
I just so crazy.
She's just talking about you can log on to Beyonce.com, you know.
You know what?
She's so crazy.
I just moved closer to the city. So I'm, you know, my whole life is like just in a place of transition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely keep you in prayer, Natalie, all right, while you go through your transition, all right, girl?
Yeah.
And don't you know you always have a home here, girl?
We love you, Natalie.
We love you, Natalie. Oh, Sherry, I know you're trying to get dinner on there. You about done that, girl? All right.
I
won't keep you too long. But again, I want to thank all of y'all, Ted and Sherry, Ted Wynn in the house.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my man. Thank you. I know y'all going to be out in, March 22nd over there in
San Francisco,
right. And actually this weekend you're going to be in Jackson, Mississippi, Little Rock, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee,
right.
From the 10th to the 12th. But March 22nd, Yerba Buena Center for the Arts with Sister Yvette Flunder out there in San Francisco. So definitely look forward to that.
You have been to the website, huh?
Oh, you know how I do, girl. Come on now.
An orphanage in Africa.
What's that, Ted?
The concert in San Francisco is a benefit concert for an orphanage in Africa that has about 200 kids that are either infected with HIV or have been, you know, displaced because of HIV.
Okay.
So it's something that, you know, I think is a real significant piece because, you know, our ministry really does, you know, deal with healing and helping people, you know, trying to pull it back together. So that's it's a real good, you know, fit for us and a real blessing and honor for us to be able to pour into something like that.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate that. Well, again, I want to thank all of y'all, Ted and Sherry, Natalie Wilson,
Anointed.
Hey! Cheddar Jerry.
I'm going to do it like that every time.
Hey,
okay?
Natalie.
Tony!
Yo, man. What, y'all got a booster on that phone, man? Y'all just like stepping on everybody, boy. Y'all got the right phone, most definitely. Well, I'm just going to end the interview here. I want to get a quick drop from you guys, all right? And
sure.
Again, this is called a Fresh Wind Experience, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Definitely look out for it at a church near you. Contact Flipside Entertainment for more information. I'll be giving that number out in just a few minutes. But again, these wonderful, wonderful ministers of music, they're doing it for the Lord. They're doing it to fellowship with each other. That's what it's all about. You know, it's not about me. It's not about I. It's not about any of that mess that goes on behind the scenes. And you know that does go on. But these are some fantastic anointed individuals. Sorry to pull that pun from you guys, anointed. But
everybody's anointed.
Everybody anointed.
That's right.
Well,
we want everybody to be.
Amen.
Well, there's a potential.
Amen.
But these are some wonderful individuals, y'all. So definitely go out there and support their projects, support their ministry, because this is what they're in it for. They're in it for ministry.
Yeah.
They love the Lord, and they love what they do. Okay, so they wouldn't be here, right?
That's right.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, you sit tight. Just about 30 seconds here. I'm going to get a quick drop from you guys. I'm going to let y'all flow however you want to, and I'll be right back with you, all right?
All right.
All right. Ted and Sherry, Natalie Wilson in the house. Anointed, anointed! So I beat you to it, boy.
Y'all stole it from me. I missed it.
All right, y'all. I'll be right back with you, all right? Sit
all right.
Tight. The Fresh Wind Experience right here on Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1. My name is Tony Smith. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. God bless.